The year 1787 was a watershed moment in American history, a time when the nation's leaders came together to address the glaring weaknesses of the Articles of Confederation and create a new framework for governance. The Constitutional Convention, held in Philadelphia from May to September, was a political landslide, a dramatic and irreversible shift that reshaped the course of the nation. It was a moment of bold vision and hard-fought compromise, a gathering of brilliant minds determined to forge a more perfect union. 1787 was a landslide. The call for a convention had been growing for years. The Articles of Confederation, adopted in 1781, had proven inadequate to the task of governing the young nation. The federal government was weak and ineffective, unable to tax, regulate commerce, or enforce its laws. Trade disputes between states, economic instability, and social unrest, most notably Shays' Rebellion in 1786, had exposed the fragility of the Union. Many of the nation's leaders, including George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, and James Madison, believed that a stronger central government was essential to the survival of the United States. In May 1787, delegates from 12 of the 13 states gathered in Philadelphia's Independence Hall. Rhode Island declined to participate, but the other states sent some of their most distinguished citizens. The original mandate of the convention was to revise the Articles of Confederation, but it quickly became clear that a more radical solution was needed. Over the course of 4 months, the delegates engaged in intense debate, grappling with fundamental questions about the nature of government, the balance of power, and the rights of individuals. The convention was presided over by George Washington, whose presence lent the proceedings a sense of gravity and legitimacy. Among the delegates were some of the most brilliant minds of the era, including Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and Roger Sherman. These men brought with them a wealth of experience and a deep commitment to the ideals of the Revolution, but they also represented a wide range of interests and perspectives. The challenge was to find common ground and craft a government that could unite a diverse and sprawling nation. One of the most contentious issues at the convention was the question of representation. The Virginia Plan, proposed by James Madison, called for a bicameral legislature with representation based on population, which would favor larger states. The New Jersey Plan, proposed by William Paterson, called for a unicameral legislature with equal representation for each state, which would favor smaller states. The debate threatened to derail the convention, but a compromise was eventually reached. The Great Compromise, also known as the Connecticut Compromise, established a bicameral legislature with representation in the House of Representatives based on population and in the Senate equal for each state. This solution satisfied both large and small states and became a cornerstone of the new government. Another major point of contention was the issue of slavery. Southern states, whose economies depended on enslaved labor, demanded that slaves be counted for purposes of representation in Congress. Northern states, where slavery was less prevalent, objected to this proposal. The result was the Three-Fifths Compromise, which counted each enslaved person as three-fifths of a free person for representation and taxation purposes. This compromise was a morally fraught solution, one that would have lasting consequences for the nation. It was a reminder that the ideals of the Revolution, liberty and equality, were not yet fully realized. The convention also addressed the structure and powers of the federal government. The Constitution established a system of checks and balances, dividing power among three branches of government, legislative, executive, and judicial, to prevent any one branch from becoming too powerful. The legislative branch, composed of the House of Representatives and the Senate, would make the laws. The executive branch, headed by the President, would enforce the laws. The judicial branch, led by the Supreme Court, would interpret the laws. This system of separation of powers was designed to protect individual rights and prevent tyranny. The question of how to elect the president was another major issue. Some delegates favored direct election by the people, while others feared that the general population was not sufficiently informed to make such a decision. The compromise was the creation of the Electoral College, a body of electors chosen by the states to select the president. This system was intended to balance the interests of large and small states and provide a buffer against the passions of the populace. The Constitution also included a mechanism for its own amendment, recognizing that it was not a perfect document, but one that could be improved over time. This flexibility would prove crucial as the nation grew and changed, allowing the Constitution to endure as the foundation of American government for more than two centuries. The signing of the Constitution on September 17, 1787, was a moment of great hope and uncertainty. The delegates had crafted a remarkable document, one that balanced the need for a strong central government with protections for individual rights and state sovereignty. But the work was far from over. The Constitution had to be ratified by at least 9 of the 13 states, a process that would require a fierce and often bitter debate. The period of ratification was marked by a clash between Federalists, who supported the Constitution, and Anti-Federalists, who feared that a strong central government would infringe on the rights of the states and individuals. The Federalist Papers, a series of essays written by Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay, were instrumental in making the case for ratification. In the end, the Constitution was ratified in 1788, and the new government took office in 1789, with George Washington as the first president. The Constitutional Convention of 1787 was a political landslide, a moment of profound change that set the stage for the nation's future. It was a reminder that the work of building a nation is never easy, but that the rewards of freedom and self-governance are worth the struggle. The Constitution remains a living document, a testament to the vision and determination of those who crafted it, and a guide for the ongoing journey toward a more perfect union.